If you want a shot of inspiration, one place to find it is a great high school theater production, like the kind so many people love watching in Glee. Or if you want a real-life example, consider the theater program at Harry S. Truman High School in Levittown, Pennsylvania. It's not a famous city. It's not a well-known school. And yet, the billionaire producer of Cats, The Phantom of the Opera, and Miss Saigon attends its performances. Why? In his book Drama High, Michael Sokolov tells the story of this remarkable theater program and its legendary drama coach, Lou Volpe.
Lou Volpe is at heart, he's a teacher, and there's a lot of magic that goes on, you know, in that setting. What makes a teacher inspiring? And sometimes it's not what a teacher says that has to be that profound, but it's when they say it and where it goes to. So Lou Volpe had a way of just hitting a place in students that no teacher and no parent had ever hit before. And knowing something inside of that student that the student didn't know himself or herself. And he has transported this from his classroom into this incredible theater program.
And we should say he's been there at Truman High for a long time, decades now, director of drama. Was it obvious from the beginning that this was going to work for him?
Well, that's a hard question. I mean, I think things are not ever really obvious from the beginning, although I will say that he was my teacher. I am now 57 years old. So Lou Volpe was my teacher when I was 16 years old, and he was in his mid-20s. And all of a sudden, I came to his classroom, and one day he said to me, you know, by the way, you're a really good writer. And that was really life-changing. It's like, wow, I'm a good writer? Well, maybe I ought to try this stuff out. Maybe I ought to take myself seriously in this regard. And I think it was life-changing.
Well, that leads directly into, it seems to me, what the essence of his work in the theater is, whether it's a play or a musical. One of the things that impressed me when I was reading the story is the interviews you did with people who remembered being maybe a star in the sophomore production and expected to go on to be the star in subsequent productions, but by senior year were willing maybe not even to appear on stage.
Well, it's a competitive program. I think that at any high school, if the basketball team is a perennial state champion, well, when you come to try out for that basketball team, you better have game. And you also better be able to keep your watch out for somebody younger coming along. So people knew they had to have game. You know, his young actors and actresses knew, you know, somebody's always on my heels. There's some young blood behind me. You got what you earned.
One of the things that I think everybody, when they see the title Drama High, almost immediately thinks of these days is the TV program Glee, which has put such a spotlight on high school drama and music. Did that change the way Lou Volpe was seen by the Levittown community at all, do you think?
I think that it may have changed it some because, you know, Glee is very much part of our culture and a very successful show and a very good show. One of the funny things about Glee is that it celebrates that a male athlete might want to be in a show. And what makes me chuckle about that is that Lou has been doing that for 25 years now. And it's one of the great reasons for his success because he made this program something that every self-limiting, self-identifying clique wanted to be a part of. You know, he is success. And therefore, you know, he drew all these male athletes into his theater, and some of them gave up football, some of them gave up sports, you know, to be in the theater.
We should point out, too, that he's not doing simple things in his theater program. One of the things he's best known for was doing the first high school performance of the musical Rent,
which has very challenging themes, more so back in 2007 than perhaps now. 2007 is when he did it. But I will say, most high schools still will not touch it.
Well, of course, it has HIV and AIDS in it. It has a drug culture in it. That's not something a lot of communities want on stage.
That's absolutely right. You know, it's just too hot to handle. And 300 students out of the 1,500 students at that school auditioned for parts in Rent. The auditions went on all day, and then they went on another day all day. And when they put on the show, Jonathan Larson, who was the playwright, who passed away not long before the show made its debut, Jonathan Larson's father came to Levittown, sat on the uncomfortable wood plank seats in the ancient auditorium, and went on stage afterward to talk about Truman Theater. So this was a huge event when they did Rent.
It's not just about theater, though, is it? This is at root more about what? About learning to be on task?
I think it's about learning to find your humanity, finding your confidence, finding that you are a person who has some mission in life. You know, these are qualities that transcend theater. There's a great actor from his recent years who I met when I was there who wants to become a police officer. I can't think of any better training to become a police officer than learning empathy and poise and direction in a theater program like this.
We're talking about high school students. We're talking about 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. But Volpe's demanding a kind of professionalism from them. He wants them to read the plays. He wants them to talk about the authors. He wants to go into who the characters are. He's really talking about life, isn't he?
He's absolutely talking about life, and he's doing it at as intense a level as his students can handle, and then beyond. One of his students said to me about the challenging material that they do. He said, "We do the kind of theater that makes people feel uncomfortable in life, things that they don't want to talk about. But that's why you do theater, right?"
We're talking about Levittown here, and I don't mean to be disparaging of Levittown, but its days of enormous success were not in the last decade.
No, they weren't in the last decade, and they weren't in the decade before that either. I grew up in Levittown in the early 70s when U.S. Steel's Fairless Works plant employed 10,000 people, and they made very, very good salaries. This was the heyday of you know, muscular America. Levittown now is ground zero for income equality, the death of unions. You know, it's a hurting place. I think one of the things about Truman Drama and Lou Volpe is he's giving them sort of counter-programming to their lives in a way that's entirely unrelated to money and status. You know, one of the things that he says to them is, if all we had was a bare light bulb and a stage, we could still do theater. And they look at him and they believe that. And I think they feel that if he said, that's what we're doing this year, they say, okay, we'll do that and we'll take it to the Thespian Festival and we'll win awards. I mean, they believe so deeply in the power of this art that he gives them.
Michael Sokolov's book about Lou Volpe and Truman High School is called Drama High.